Army Radio. My name is Kaylee.
I'm Amore.
And I'm Kayla.
And we are first-year freshman students at Robert Morris University. And today we're going to be discussing why we picked RMU, what are some positives of going to the school, and what has our time been like in these past 2 days that we've been here at the RMU Century Retreat. So, Kayla, would you like to start explaining, like, what was it like to move in?
Yeah, moving in was good. I kind of struggled because I was on the third floor, but
yeah,
so
Kayla and
moving
I are
all
both,
the
yeah.
We're both in Hancock, so that's something we can share in common. But
yeah.
I think there are a lot of factors to take into consideration when choosing a school. So one, I don't live very far from here, so it's kind of convenient. It's a very safe campus. It's pretty self-contained in that it's sits up on the hill away from all the chaos of Pittsburgh. So that's kind of why I chose it. What about you, Amore?
Well, I chose RMU because, one, the campus tour was great. I fell in love with the school. And it's very hands-on, and I don't have a lot of experience, but I still get opportunities, which is really cool. And yeah, I like being on a hill. I like views and stuff like that, so it was pretty cool. But yeah.
Well, for me, RMU felt a lot like home. I live in like a country area. Like my house is right beside a cornfield. So, you know, it's a very hilly, rural area. So it reminded me a lot of home. You know, like my mom and sister and I would always go on walks up and down hills. So like, this isn't necessarily new to me, you know, walking through campus. You know, I do get a little bit out of breath, but you know, it's okay. Not too much of a change. Yeah, I did appreciate how it is like home because of the hills, and then also the community that I haven't met a mean person here. Everyone has been just overly nice, from professors to kids I see walking, you know, through campus. It's just a wonderful community. I'm excited to get more involved. You know, this is only second day here.
Yep. I think also the size is very great because it's not too big, but it's not too small. You can have that personal one-on-one time with professors if you need that. So I think that's a good thing as well.
Yeah, definitely. I actually have a couple stories. I'll try to keep it short. But, you know, I am a big talker. Once you get me going, I can't stop. So real quick, last time I was here, I went to see All Shook Up. That was another selling point for me. So about RMU was the theater program here, and also the communications program, of course, because I am a journalism major and I love the news station, but also the theater department. So I was able to get tickets to All Shook Up, which is basically a show where a girl pretends to be a guy, you know, like that kind of storyline, like falling in love, mm-hmm. You know, and it was the songs of Elvis Presley. So, you know, I went here and I drove here like with my friends, and we could not find the building the theater was in. So we were running all through campus, and then 7:30 hit and we were like, oh no, we're missing the show. And we see this police officer walking up this building. We're like, excuse me, sir. We said, can you please tell us where this building is. They go, oh, it's on the whole other side of campus. So this police officer said, you guys are not going to make it if you walk, so you guys can get in my car. So we rode in the police car to the show. So that was definitely something that made me feel so excited about coming to RMU, because I felt like I was in good hands.
Yeah.
From the professors to the police officers, like, that guy was like, they said it was only his first week or something. It was back maybe April.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was amazing.
It makes a difference when you feel welcomed.
Absolutely.
Because then you feel comfortable at the place. And yeah.
Yep. So. Yeah, these past 2 days, I've been feeling very welcomed, and just I'm starting to get more comfortable, which is great. And yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yep. Is there anything else we want to talk about, like, these past few days here? Like, what has been, like, the biggest change for you guys?
I would say just adjusting to a new atmosphere, being in a room that's far from home, not what I'm used to, and you know, just
yeah. How just far the away atmosphere. Did you live before you moved
oh,
in?
Only 45 minutes. So it, like, if I want to go home on weekends, I can. But just different atmosphere, I would say for me, would be the biggest change.
Yep. What about you, Amor?
The biggest change for me is because I come from far. I come from Maryland, which is a couple hours away. So it's like I've been so sheltered all my life. You know, been under my mom's wing and family and stuff like that. And because they're so far away, I can't really have that comfort that I'm so used to. So that's like the major change, but it wasn't made to happen. So, yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, for me, it has been the independence. You know, again, with the whole sheltered thing, you live your life this one way. You're for 13 years. From the time you're in kindergarten to the time you graduate, you're used to waking up and going to school, seeing, for me, it was the same people over and over again because I went to a small school. So it's definitely adjusting to the independence of it, you know, because I'm used to going to school from, you know, like 7 to 3, and like then you had your afternoon stuff, and, you know, you have your family and just the way your schedule was. But now you get here, and it's like, so freeing, you know, like you make your own schedule, you know, until classes start, obviously. But yeah, these past 2 days, like having free time, I'm just something I'm not used to.
Exactly. I feel the same way.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, this has been RMU Radio. I am Kaylee.
I'm Amor.
And I'm Kayla.